Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to talk USU Eastern Athletics here today for local sports. Already the baseball teams clinched their spot in the conference tournament, as well as the softball team. Season's going to come to a close this weekend, both teams taking on Southern Nevada. And then there's a lot coming up in the form of summer camps as well. Joining us in studio to talk about all that and also give us an update within the athletic department, we have Athletic Director Jess Brinkerhoff. Jess, always great to get you in.
Absolutely. Pleasure's mine, Jordan. Thank you.
Definitely. Let's talk about the spring sports season. You and I were going back and forth a little bit off of the cuff, and man, it has been wild, hasn't it, since spring? I guess spring, I use air quotations with that. It's been weird.
Yeah, this has been a really tough year in terms of the environment anyway and the weather. And I think it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks into March before we were able even to practice on our field this year. We had, I think, three games before we actually had a practice on our field, and just trying to move games around to warmer places and to find fields in Utah that, or even outside of Utah, that didn't have snow on them so that we could get our home series in or trade them was tough. But those kids are that play the softball and the baseball, they're tough kids, and they roll with the punches, and they did a great job. And I think that with everything said and done, they're still succeeding pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, and even adding to that, you implement a new softball coach during the season, right? So this was even, I'm sure, a difficult transition, even though Coach Groves, I know, has done a tremendous job, but it's a change in the middle of the season, and that's not something you see too often.
Yeah, that was something that was kind of difficult for the girls to go through. Coach Groves is amazing, like you said. She comes from a wonderful background from Western Nebraska and has a lot of success over there. Just trying to get back over to Utah and be closer to family. And, you know, we were lucky enough to grab her when she was kind of in the middle of that transition. But yeah, those girls, we worked together through that kind of change, and they were willing to accept what they needed to and to get right into practicing and building a relationship with their coach. And I think that has blossomed, in my opinion, and they've seen a good amount of success.
Yeah, when we look at the overall record, 27-12 for the softball team, it's one of the best seasons that we've ever had since softball came back. And so I know there are plenty of positives throughout the year, wins against top 20 opponents, conference record right now, 17-11. This team has played very well.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that kind of started them off was almost a 10-1 run. It was almost a perfect kind of preseason record, which landed them a top 20 spot, and they were able to be ranked nationally, which has never happened for that specific team before. After which, you know, we unfortunately, our first game was against Salt Lake, which they are holding number one spot in the conference, and we lost that ranking. But overall, they've beaten every team at least once, and have stolen some series away from some teams that are very, very talented as well.
If we flip and we take a look at baseball, I always love getting Coach Haney on the show. It's always a fantastic interview, and I know that this has been kind of a unique season for them as well, but the competition in conference play has been good, and right now they're on the brink of a 500 season in conference play.
Yeah, this is, for Coach Haney, this is a great season, and honestly, he would already have that record, which would technically break the best record that baseball's ever had, if it weren't for California having such kind of big issues in our conference and having to kind of cancel their season because of some unseen circumstances. I believe that we would have gotten those wins, and that would have taken him over the top of that record. And, you know, I mean, just like the weather, kind of we started off talking about that, it's just an unexpected year. And Coach Haney is just doing the best he can and rolling with those punches. And I agree. I think that he would have had the best record he's ever had. But overall, he has some amazing players, some amazing pitchers. I think that three or four of them have now committed to some D1 universities, including some local ones like Utah Tech. And we have some very talented kids on that team and a lot that will be returning, but I'm excited to see what they can do with the rest of the season.
We don't need to get too far into it, but the idea of Community Christian basically, again, in the middle of the season, just kind of dropping off, it adds more difficulty to this whole spring sports season.
Yeah, they went through quite a few unseen circumstances, and you know they're doing the best they can with it, but I think that with the help of the conference and the help of the leadership that we have, they're going to be able to get through that, and we probably won't see them as conference members next year while they kind of figure out a couple of the things that they've had issues with, but we will probably see them in some preseason play and making sure that they're kind of improving and doing the things that they need to.
I'm sure you deem that important, right, to at least keep that relationship. I mean, it's an opportunity for the kids to travel to California to compete.
Absolutely. They're a great institution to have in the conference if they're able to, you know, overcome the challenges that they have in their own local areas. As you know, and maybe some of the viewers don't, but we don't have as many teams in our conference as we'd like to. A lot of conference, they get to play one opponent once and then they're done, and they might see them again in the conference tournament. But I mean, basketball is a great example. We play those guys three times throughout the season, and that last game against the team that you've already played twice can get a little scrappy sometimes, and it'd be nice to see a few more opponents. So anybody that we can kind of get into our conference that meets the caliber that this conference upholds in all sports would be great to have. And I think that with a little time and a little guidance, I think that they could kind of meet that.
Again, our guest right now, USU Eastern Athletic Director Jess Brinkerhoff. Jess, with all this being said, I want to talk about something that's more fun. You guys always have an end-of-the-year banquet, and I think this is so important because for those who don't know, we're talking about 165-plus student-athletes on campus. Athletics play such a key role in what we're able to do at the college itself. And so the end-of-the-year banquet's always fun, and you guys add two more names to the USU Eastern Hall of Fame. I know that's a big deal. This event's always really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things that the kids look forward to at the end of the year every year. We, you know, put together a nice dinner that's catered through the university, the dining service, and they did an amazing job and made that look terrific and made those kids feel important with the achievements that they had. Kind of the things that we highlight during that banquet is we are able to honor the kids that have, you know, been outstanding in the academic portion of being a student athlete. For each team, and then some overall awards that the athletic department gives, as well as the athlete of the year for each team, the one that, you know, stood out. And that doesn't necessarily mean they were the best performer, but they were the best teammate and did the best and held things together. And sometimes the person with the best stats isn't the person that gets picked for that award. We also give out the player of the year for USU Eastern, and that's picked throughout all male sports and all female sports, and one receives both. And, you know, I'd like to give a little shout out to Brooklyn Palmer because, as you know, she's an amazing women's basketball player. And she was the one that received the player of the year, but she was also the one that received the academic student of the year. And so that's a huge achievement, in my opinion, that you have somebody that's that talented and that gifted and hardworking to be a good student first in that title of student athlete.
Brooklyn, she would hit me up after basketball games and ask if I needed help writing up the report. That just talks to the kind of a person she is, right?
Absolutely. She's such an amazing person. Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it if we see her in the Hall of Fame later. But yeah, those Hall of Fame candidates, Emma Ricks, who was an amazing volleyball player for us not too long ago, her story basically comes from being a walk-on, no scholarship, nothing, to one of the most decorated NJCAA athletes out there in terms of what she was able to accomplish, not only for our program, but the NJCAA overall, as well as Eric Madsen, a longtime player of CEU, coach, assistant coach, and then transitioned into the Division I University of UVU and had an amazing career there as well, and has now kind of taking it back a notch and is coaching his kids up at Lehigh. And, you know, being able to hear both of them speak and to be able to see what they've accomplished with the Eastern Hall of Fame, it was really a great experience.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It really is. Lastly, before I let you go, I know with spring sports kind of trickling down, we've made it to the final couple of weeks of the regular season. Summer's going to be here before we know it, and USU Eastern always plays a big role in some summer camps that you guys offer.
Yeah. I appreciate you talking about that, Jordan, because one of the big things I wanted to give a plug in today is that we have amazing coaches who are more than willing to be in the community and to get to know the kids that we have here and to try to develop some local talent. And, you know, whether they play for us or whether they're able to play somewhere else, we want to develop the talent that we have in Carbon and Emory County. And so if you have a chance and your kids want to do some things and get better, I'd encourage everybody to take a look at our website and our social media, and we'll be putting out a lot of posts on these summer camps that they can be involved in, whether that's individual or a team. There's going to be plenty that they can do to improve their skills.
Well, Jess, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. I know that there's always a lot to talk about, and I look forward to having you in again. Hopefully we can get you in before these summer camps start and we can really focus on that. I'd love to do that.
Absolutely. I'd love to come in again. Appreciate that.
I appreciate you, Jess. Thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
It's Jess Brinkerhoff, again, athletic director at USU Eastern, giving us an update on what's happening within the athletic department. All kinds of great stuff going on, and we'll continue to talk USU Eastern. In fact, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Morgan Nelson, assistant coach of the women's basketball team. We'll talk about the youth camp right around the corner. We're going to pause for just a moment. More coming up. We'll flip to the national side of things. Bryce Harper made his return 160 days after Tommy John surgery. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that and more Major League Baseball talk coming up when we return.